say the biggest surprise of the season so far in terms of training camp.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, guys that, you know, at a position of need, even more of a need when Denico Autry goes down. You know, you need somebody there to step up, and all of a sudden Mario Edwards wasn't only, you know, one of the kind of surprises of camp. They talked about him being a better fit in this system and possibly having kind of a breakout year. If a 9 or 10 year pro could have a breakout year, it would be him. And then he's carried that over, and we've seen him make plays in the first 2 weeks of the season from that interior defensive line. So, yeah, I would say whether we're talking about performance or we're talking about training camp, I would say he's one of the biggest surprises, I think, that people didn't expect much out of to contribute here early on.
All right, it's coming up at 2:15. We'll be able to talk to Mario Edwards Jr. Those of you who are taking us in, you can see us all three of us there, Tyler as well, on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you there. Those of you on the Odyssey app or in your cars or at your desk listening to us, Sports Radio 610, we also appreciate that. Before we get to Mario coming up at 2:15, Clint, I think there is some news we need to look at. I think some positive and some potentially concerning. First, Joe Mixon, this coming reports that Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, still sidelined at practice today. So that is Wednesday, Thursday. And we talked about this yesterday. Those are the two big practice days. And generally, players who don't practice on those days, their chances of playing go way down. They didn't practice today. Cam Akers is prepping to be the running back one against the Vikings. That's a report from Aaron Wilson. Also, Clint, this is the good news. Juice Scruggs returns to practice alongside with Jarrett Patterson. So both of them, who we were hearing yesterday, felt like they may not go. They return to practice, barring a setback. According to Aaron Wilson, Scruggs is set to start coming up against the Vikings in Minnesota. So that is the latest injury-wise with the Texans. So listen, it looks like potentially you might be down 1-2. We thought it was with the centers yesterday. It looks like it may be 1-2 with the running backs as well, as Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce still haven't practiced.
Yeah, look, the good thing about this is Joe Mixon being a veteran in this system. He's one of those guys like Dalton Schultz last week where, hey, if he missed Wednesday, Thursday, I'd be okay with it. It's more of a mental game for Joe at this point in terms of prep anyway. So I would, again, an ankle that he tried to play on last week, I'd be shocked if it takes him out a week, especially with Damian Pierce being sidelined with a hamstring. I'm more concerned at this point, again, about Damian Pierce's hamstring than I am Joe Mixon's ankle. So I will be surprised if Joe's not available versus Minnesota. Nonetheless, either way it goes, even if he is available with a little bit of a bum ankle, Cam Akers is still going to have to be at least a big part of what they do in a run game. Hopefully they can get the run game going. So I expect Joe back. We'll see. But no problem at all for me if Cam Akers is RB1. I would love to see it. I think he's shown in training camp that he's capable. Not only capable, but he can go out there and be a difference maker and make some plays in the run game and the pass game. So, heck, I could get good and excited about Cam Akers being the guy.
All right. And the other part of that was the center position, and this looks a lot better from yesterday. DeMeco talked about the center positions and the center situation yesterday, which sounded a little bleaker than maybe it feels today. Here is DeMeco Ryans talking about his man in the middle of the center position.
Whoever, you know, is out and different guys that step in, it's always up. It's never on one guy. You know, from that perspective of we're hanging our hats on one guy being able to communicate and handle everything, that's unfair, right? Offense, defense, special teams, like when you play this game, it's about as many guys as possible, however many guys it takes to communicate and get on the same page, all 11 guys. So it's not on one guy, it's everybody around, everybody helping each other. That's how we'll communicate.
All right, I know for you this is hugely important right now, the center position, and we'll see what it looks like, but you got to feel a lot better about it now, and I'm guessing DeMeco and company feel a lot better about it now that these guys both return to practice.
Big news with Juice Scruggs being back at practice and looking to start, no doubt about it. I think I think as you prepare for this game, obviously once the game kicks, turnovers are a big part of it, penalties, yada, yada, yada. We get all that. But as you prepare for this game, with Brian Flores on the defensive side of the football, you're going to get all kinds of different looks. Not like last week. Last week you get pre-snap, you get a pretty similar look. There was some disguising going on, but this week is going to be on a whole nother level, right? There's a lot of movement, there's a lot of disguising, and so the quarterback center communication is going to be, it's always important, but it's going to be absolutely huge this week given the opponent. Now that Juice Scruggs is back, you feel a lot better about that because he's been the one getting reps up to date. Yeah. And it's important that he gets back Thursday and Friday to make sure that he is up to snuff on all the communication, all the different looks that they're going to throw at him, all the different disguises they're going to throw at him. And so it's good to have him back just from a talent standpoint. It's great to have him back from a communication standpoint. Whatever the best communication is for the Texans, you got to believe that's with Juice Scruggs in the game. So big news on that front.
Yeah, big news. And we'll see what this means. Hopefully they can return both of them. You can have them in that spot because Kendrick Green – that was against this pass rush and this defense the Vikings have put together with their D-line early. That was going to be concerning. Good Lord. At least if you're going to potentially miss your running backs, you at least want to have your center in there. And you feel like if you have your offensive line together, and that is all five that have been playing together, even with Cam Akers, you can have some level of success. That's got to be the feeling.
Well, that's a great point because there's so much, Ron, that post-snap-wise, in fact, I think Bobby Slowick just said it, that they're more worried about what goes on post-snap, right? Pre-snap, they're going to give you a look, but post-snap, what happens? So some of the communication that we're talking about is obviously going to have to be feel with each other, and those five offensive linemen knowing each other like the back of their hand is going to come into play big time this week against this Minnesota Vikings defense. So, yeah, I mean, it's pre- and post-snap types of communications have to happen.
All right, Drive is live. A little thirsty Thursday. Come on out. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. Tom Ball, your chance to win many, many prizes, including in the 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets and tailgate tickets courtesy of Bud Light, tailgate wristband to the Jags.